Good day, everyone. Welcome back to the 23 Podcast. Parker Kern here along with Father Jeff Macbeth. Father, how are you today?
I'm doing all right. Yourself?
I'm doing fine. Thank
you. Praise God for that.
Praise God for that indeed. It is. It's always a good day to have a good day.
You know what? It is. It is. So I always like, people have clever like retorts like, you know, how are you doing? You know, one of my favorites I've heard, Deacon and Finley, was, if I was any better, I'd be you. Yeah. I kind of like that. I throw that one out there once in a while.
It's kind of nice.
So sometimes it's better than I deserve.
Yeah.
You know, I'll use that one once in a while. Yeah. So it's probably appropriate just to say, fine, thank you. Yeah. But sometimes I reach for more.
Yeah. My dad actually has one. He always says, when people ask him, he says it's best day ever.
Oh.
And nice. So some people don't really know how to respond. They just, they're like, are you serious? And then, again, if there's listeners out there that know my dad, he's a pretty big personality sometimes. And so sometimes he's like, well, I just won the lottery, or I just got out of jail. Or, you know, of course he's making it up, but like people are like, really?
And then, because he got out of jail like 3 years ago.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. That's right.
Just get out of jail.
Just get out. Yeah. But I mean, he messes with people sometimes, but then they kind of look at whoever's with him and we'll just kind of be like, no. But he says, the best day because I'm seeing you and whoever this random person is.
And we're alive. Yeah.
We're alive. And, you know, although it's kind of a corny way to do it, I think, you know, it spreads joy, makes people laugh. So, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It reminded me of a little, Cheers, something they do at summer camp. Oh, like, every day with Jesus is the best day ever. But, you know, it's a great way of looking at life, though, you know, really, especially when we lose sight of that, or times when we're down, or we're feeling pressured by something, or, you know, just the things in life that weigh us down, you know, that, you know, why not just claim it as the best day ever?
Yeah.
You know?
There's beauty in looking past the cynicism and skepticism of the world, because you could get sucked into that wormhole and just go right down into a spiral.
Yeah. So despite our circumstances, it's best day ever.
That's right. Unfortunately, there's always somebody that has it worse.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, sure, there's somebody that might have it better, but we're with God. So God's on our side.
Yeah.
That's all you need right there. So no, I do agree. But it really is a good day, and it's been a great couple weeks, I think, for me and for the whole parish, really.
Yeah.
Kind of wrapping up the family faith formation program for the year, which has been a massive success.
Oh, it's been such a blessing, you know, when people, especially outside of the parish, ask what's kind of going on, or, you know, what's been good. You know, I think that's just been a big win this year, and just so grateful to all the people who are helping us with that, you know, certainly all the teachers, you know, God bless them, you know, for stepping up and doing that. All the people who've been making meals, and, you know, frankly, for those who are coming, you know, especially. Yeah. So if you're a parent, you know, and you've been engaged in our faith formation, that's, you know, thank you. Hopefully you've gained a lot, you know, from it. And we're just so grateful that you've kind of jumped in on this with us, and we're looking forward to next year. But yeah, I think it's been really good. And yeah, it makes Sundays even better. You know, I always tell people, you know, they ask what's your favorite thing about being a priest. You know, I always say Sunday mornings, you know, so I get to see everybody, and just so great with our masses here and all the energy and all the people you get to say hey to. And, you know, and then you add all, you know, seeing all these families down in the Parish Life Center, it just adds to the greatness. And so, yeah, it's great to connect up with them and try to get everybody down. The nice thing is they all wear name tags, and so I try to slyly, like, look at, you know, as I'm still trying to, like, figure out who everybody is, you know. So if you want to keep your name tag and wear it on Sundays to Mass, that would be actually, like, really appreciated by me. Yeah, so that would be great.
Well, a couple thousand people, I mean, that's...
Yeah, yeah, we could have, like, name tag Sunday. That would be great.
Yeah, yeah. Agreed. Yeah, I feel the same.
Yeah.
Not alone. But
yeah.
When you got a big family, you got a lot of people. You know, I've been to family reunions literally where people wear name tags.
Oh, yeah.
Because some of these people, like, you go, I'm, you know, in my 20s, and I haven't seen some of these people since 1999.
Right.
I'm like, who are you?
Right, your fifth cousin.
Yeah, yeah, like, the last time I saw you, I was wearing a diaper, and maybe this time I am too. No.
And that was, like, 3 years ago.
Yeah, it was just 3 years ago, right? Yeah. The day my dad got out of jail.
All right.
It was crazy.
It was that might have been the best day ever.
Yeah.
a lot of good stuff happened that day.
Very freeing day,
you know?
For me. If you
yeah,
know
for the whole family.
You know what I'm
yeah.
saying? Yeah. Mm-hmm. But yeah, there's value to that. You know, we go to these business events and networking things, and it's always like, wear your name tag on your right or your left side so that when people are shaking your hand, your right hand, they can look at you and see the name tag, and you know, they don't have to like stare over at it. So there's a little tip for you, but
yeah,
I always just wear it on the left because if someone's turned around, if you're in a mirror, it's on the right side, which is, you know, if you're extending your hand,
mm-hmm.
which people normally do,
mm-hmm.
you know, the contact's there, and then you have the tag on the right side, but any side you wear it on is fine, yeah. as long as it's not on your
yeah.
back or something,
right? Yeah, where no one can see it, yeah,
yeah.
Yeah, and it is just important for me to still
yeah.
work on names. And so yeah, people are like, "Oh, you don't have to know my name." I'm like, "Well, that's I don't want to cop out and like just have all these random parishioners, even though in reality there are too many to probably get down."
Yeah.
You know, it's something I challenge myself on, to keep trying and
yeah,
not,
that's great.
And not slack off.
That's great.
So but although here's a little corrective here. As I was looking at the date for this Sunday, this is actually not the last Faith Formation Sunday. It's our second to last. Yeah.
Oh.
So as I was looking at the date for next week, maybe that's what I was looking at.
We're going out with a bang though next week.
Yeah. No. But obviously, it's still a great time, you know, to be grateful for that and express appreciation for all that, because it has been it's been really good.
100%.
Yeah, and just the fact that there's something for the parents. You know, talk with one another and learn something.
Yeah.
So, we're going to keep that going. That's just such an important piece.
Yeah. It's kind of like when I used to watch, like Disney Channel as a kid. And you know, I'd watch any of the shows that were on. And my parents would watch with me.
Mm-hmm.
And there would be, you know, material in there that was meant for the parents as well that wasn't, you know, over any line, but it was just they could understand it a little bit more. There was like almost something, there was like a different audience that they had in addition to the kids.
Right.
And so now as an adult watching some of those shows back, I go, oh, that's why my parents laughed at that when I was a kid, and that's why that happened and all this stuff. And it's like at that time, not that it was over my head, but there was something there for both. And I think the cool part of our family faith formation is that there is something for both.
Yep.
There's, you know, obviously the material for the kids, which is important for them to have a great foundation, but then there's also material for the parents to help them to push the kids to be better Christians and to push themselves and to motivate themselves to really live a godly life. And because that's something that could slip past anybody.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think having kind of that both and is really, really important. I would say, you know, necessary for it to really go well. And I'm not surprised at all at the success it's had and the impact and the people that have had their lives changed by it.
Yeah.
Because again, that's not something that, you know, it's not the, I guess, most appealing thing sometimes, thinking about, oh, okay, well, let's go, you know, have a religious head at church, you know, for several hours on a Sunday. But it's such a great program, and there's so much there that really adds to people's lives.
Yep.
And so again, it's just been a real blessing for all of us to experience that. And I thank you, Father, and the whole team for putting it together and bringing it to our church, because I think we've definitely seen the fruits from it already.
Yeah. And so just maybe offer up a prayer for the team this summer as they're looking to we're looking to plan for next year and keep the momentum going. So yeah, it's been great.
Yeah, I have the pleasure a lot of times of letting the people who cook the food in on Sunday mornings, because I usually open up on Sundays, and so I'm always like, "What's on the menu today, guys?" They'll, you know, kind of tell me what's going on.
Yeah.
So then I'm kind of like, "All right, well, this sounds pretty good. Maybe I'll go sample some." But
yeah.
No, they're always very welcoming to everybody, and it, again, just the vibe. You know, you touch on a little bit, Father, was just the energy that we have here, whether it's at Mass or at a program like that, or just pretty much anywhere. There's just such a vibe of positivity, and we look at the pillars of the church. I don't know them offhand, but you know, hospitality is one of them. I know. So that's just who we are as a community, and that's really special, and not everybody has that. So we're blessed here, and we should really cherish that.
Yeah. By the way, it's Reverence, Hospitality, Invitation, and Outreach.
Okay, so you can remember those, but you can't remember people's names.
Well, there's only four. There's only four of those.
That's true.
I can remember people's names.
I'm just kidding.
Sometimes people are impressed I can remember their name. Oh, yeah. You know? But it just takes work. You know, I don't.
No, it's all
good. I don't have any like special like charism about that. I don't think.
It's all good.
Sometimes people are like pneumatic devices. You know?
Yeah, he's got AI. Facial recognition.
And I was like, that'd be great.
Got the new plugin.
I would totally put it
like a USB drive in your head.
I would totally love that. But I don't like try to do like too many like pneumatic devices, if I'm even saying that right, because then that's like two things to remember. You know?
Yeah.
And I'm like, that's, you know, names are enough. So
Agreed. I know a lot of people where they sit and I know their face.
Mm-hmm.
And then if I like hear a name, I'm like, I don't know. And then I look at the director. I'm like, oh yeah, they sit over there on the left, like third row back with their kids. And
yeah.
It's kind of funny how you can like see people, but you know, and that's the whole point of really connecting.
Yeah. So. And I do, you know, I have studied the directory too, and look through it once in a while. Like they're all like little flashcards with people's names, you know.
Just make a Quizlet of it or something.
Yeah, you know. Again, that's sort of one thing I like have to do to just sort of keep it up and in my mind. And so that's why it's important to be in there. So
yeah,
hopefully one of these days we'll organize another photo directory.
I was gonna say we don't have one with you in it. I don't have your picture.
I think it's getting to be close to about time. Yeah. But that's why we're in there. Like we don't need to be in there for ourselves. We need to be in there for other people, so then come to know who we are.
Yeah,
you know. And so. This is like a pre plug-in to get your picture taken for our non-existent new photo directory.
Yeah, always got to be photo ready.
You know?
The funniest part about that is that my parents had a house, mommy, and then they were building a house in Bowling Green. And like 2 weeks after the directory was released, they had a new address, but their former address is still in the old directory. So for like 5 years, they've been like, well, you know,
people have been getting all your Christmas cards.
That's right. Yeah. They're like, oh man, this is really cool.
In my last parish, we did a photo directory thing. And I like per the photographer's suggestion, I like photobombed all these families, you know? And so, you know, you had to pick which ones like wouldn't be like upset by it, you know? And so, I'd sneak around back like behind the screen and, the photographer, you'd be like, tell the family, like, okay, it's very important that you look right at me. You know, just look right at me. And I'd slip in there and give a little thumbs up, like behind the family, and then duck away again.
Wow.
And they wouldn't know it until after they're reviewing all the pictures from their shoot. And they'd be like, wait. Actually, someone made that their picture in the directory.
Oh, that's great.
So, and then other people got mad because they're like, I wanted that. And they said I couldn't have it. So, yeah.
That talk about a Christmas card.
Yeah,
you have your pastor on there with you. That's right. That's pretty crazy stuff.
Yeah, so. in a variety of ways. So
agreed. Well, Father, we could just talk all day about this, but we should probably talk a little bit more about Scripture and what God has put the words God has given us for this week.
Yeah. So the fourth Sunday of Easter is always known as Good Shepherd Sunday, it's because the gospel always comes from part of John chapter 10. It's different sections of Jesus's kind of good shepherd discourse. I'll just say that Deacon Chris Turner is going to be giving the homily at my masses this weekend. So excited about that.
Not deacon for long.
I know.
You got the countdown? I'm sure he's got a countdown.
Yeah, it's it'll be a couple months.
Under two months, though.
Not quite. It's June 22nd. So. Just about 2 months.
Yeah, okay.
Just about 2 months.
All right.
So, yeah, we're getting there.
Boom.
So, yeah. This is John chapter 10, verses 11 to 18. Jesus said, I am the good shepherd. A good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. A hired man who is not a shepherd and whose sheep are not his own sees a wolf coming and leaves the sheep and runs away. And the wolf catches and scatters them. This is because he works for pay and has no concern for the sheep. I am the good shepherd, and I know mine, and mine know me, just as the Father knows me, and I know the Father, and I will lay down my life for the sheep. I have other sheep that do not belong to this fold. These also I must lead, and they will hear my voice, and there will be one flock, one shepherd. This is why the Father loves me, because I lay down my life in order to take it up again. No one takes it from me, but I lay it down on my own. I have power to lay it down and power to take it up again. This command I have received from my Father. One thing that struck me in this passage is the number of times he talked about the laying the life down. I think it's like four, like in just like these like eight verses.
Yeah, a smaller passage.
You know, and which really, you know, harkens back to just the whole Paschal mystery. And I think even last week we talked about it's always important to remember Easter.
Yep.
And to embrace that. And so, you know, just John chapter 10. So it's before, as Jesus is preparing to lay his life down. Yeah, just recalling again, even during the season of resurrection, you know, what he rose from, you know, his laying his life down for us. And because we belong to him. Yeah, I think that's another, you know, cool part of this whole Good Shepherd passage. You know, I know mine and mine, you know me. And that knowing isn't just some kind of familiarity.
Yeah.
It's an intimate, you know, relationship, you know, which is really great.
Yeah, we really know, I mean, that all of us are part of the flock too.
Mm-hmm.
Sort of like, you know, the song "When the Saints Go Marching In,"
mm-hmm.
right? They're all, I want to be a part of that number when the mm-hmm. saints go marching, right? So same when the sheep go flocking in.
Yeah.
I'm not sure. But they have all the saints there, and we're all saints with a lowercase s.
Yeah.
We're all disciples with a lowercase d.
Mm-hmm.
So we are part of that number.
Yeah.
We are part of that flock.
Right.
And so that's the cool part. And you think about all the people that have been, you know, uppercase D and lowercase D disciples mm-hmm. and uppercase S and lowercase S saints since the dawn of time and the dawn of Christ,
mm-hmm.
really. That's probably a lot. But again, we're all part of it. And if one of us went astray, out of the other zillion,
right,
he'd still come back for us.
Yeah.
Because he loves us that much. And that's the thing that just, again, we touched on this at Easter, right? The act is not just for all of us. It's for each of us.
Mm-hmm.
And that doesn't mean, okay, I did this for all of you. It means I did this for each one of you.
Yeah.
You.
Yeah.
Jeff. Right. Me, Parker.
Yeah.
Not, you know, not anything else. We're part of his community.
Yeah.
You, Tracy, right? Mm-hmm. Sarah, Bobby,
mm-hmm.
everybody.
Yeah.
Every person is all, you know, there's no, we're just part of his flock. We're part of the,
yeah.
You know, and he refers to us as that, and he knows us and he loves us.
Which I think is especially important to remember when maybe we're struggling, maybe in our faith and in our relationship with God. You know, this is Good Shepherd Sunday is a good time to just recognize, like, no, like you said, we are His, and He gathers us in, you know, and we can, you know, He calls out to us, you know, and looks to bring us in, which is the great thing
yeah.
about it. So, and I always love in this passage too, just the whole contrasting between the hired man, you know, who's just doing a job, mm-hmm. You know, versus, you know, the one who laid down his life for the sheep.
That makes you think, doesn't it?
Yeah. Yeah. I remember I mentioned this last year, you know, on the podcast, there was a girl in my last parish when we were doing first reconciliation, and they all had to make like these sheep. Because the lost sheep, you know, with coming back for reconciliation. And so, like, but she was, like, really offended by the idea. You know, she's like, sheep? You're calling me just a dumb sheep? Like,
oh boy.
like legit offended by the whole idea.
Wow.
But I think in some ways, though, that makes Jesus as a good shepherd even more important. Like, because in some way, like, we're just sort of sheep who wander off and, you know, just don't quite get it all the time or whatever. And just sort of whatever, you know, whatever, that he's still reaches out for us and still knows us. He still calls us by name. And so it's not like we're part of the flock because of our qualifications, you know, or
there was no resume.
Yeah. Or accomplishments or anything. So in some ways we can rejoice in being a dumb sheep, so to speak. Because we're, you know, God still loves us, mm-hmm. and still died for us, you know, because of who he is, you know, and not because we've earned it by our sophistication or whatever.
Yeah.
You know, which is just really, really great, you know, and I think that's why it's good to even come to our prayer and come to Mass with humility, you know, but also just a ton of love and joy.
100%
for the Lord.
Because if not, things would be pretty bad.
Oh.
Okay.
My gosh.
I'm done. I'll see you.
I think you're getting ready to be a dad, because like the dad jokes have been just like ramping up. Yeah, so I think
I've had them for a little while.
Oh, okay.
I've got some in the chamber, but
there you go.
I've got to wait a while.
Right. So yeah.
But I'll be ready when day one. I'll just start.
That's right.
Coming out with them.
That's right.
I'll be just walking out of the hospital, just
dad joking away.
Oh man, people are just gonna be, you know, knee slappers everywhere.
Man,
it's gonna be, you know, they're gonna want to be in that number. Let me tell you. When the jokes start coming out, nice. it's gonna be pretty nuts. So, anyways, not for a while though.
Yeah.
Anyways,
first things first.
Yeah, lots of things to do yet. But let's wrap up with some prayer, Father. Yeah.
In the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Come, Holy Spirit. Yeah, we do rejoice that we are in your number, that we're in your flock, because you've claimed us to be so. And kind of for those who are out there that are feeling distant or feeling unseen, ask that you move in their life in a special way today, that they may know that they are known by you, and that you rejoice in them, and that you long to hold them close, and that you have done everything, and will continue to do so in order to bring them back. Help us to share your love with one another so that they may know your goodness through us. We love you, God. We thank you for your love for us. Sustain us this day and each day in that love, in the Holy Spirit and through Christ our Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen. Great discussion today, Father. Thank you.
Thank you, Parker. Thanks, everybody. God bless you. See you soon.